My sister was about 14 when she was introduced to domestic violence. A very sweet co-worker at the dog kennel where my sister volunteered didn't show up for work one day. This wasn't like the co-worker at all. My sister knew something was wrong, and she was right. The co-worker had died that weekend. She'd been murdered by her husband in their trailer home. That crime back then didn't make the local papers, really. It wasn't big news. It wasn't good news in our small town when a husband killed his wife. Or maybe back then the papers felt it really wasn't any of our business. A family matter. Look the other way. October is Domestic Violence Month, and those in the trenches want to make domestic violence news. They want to make it our business. It's been about 25 years since the woman who worked at the dog kennel died, and it's been an important 25 years. Now people recognize the cycle of violence. It all starts, they say, with issues of control. Don't go where I tell you not to. Don't speak with those people. Then maybe a shove. Then greater physical violence. If the cycle isn't stopped, it can continue until someone is murdered. People talk about that now. Now, too, in Illinois, women and men who are abused at the hands of someone they know can get something called an order of protection. It's a piece of paper, really, telling someone to stay away from someone else. The abused explains to a judge why she's frightened. The reasons, all grounds for an order of protection, can include physical abuse, intimidation, harassment, including surveillance or unwelcome visits to a workplace or repeated telephone calls. When the judge grants the order, it tells the recipient exactly what he cannot do. If it's an emergency order of protection, the judge grants it without advance notice of the hearing. The abuser is not there and doesn't know what's happening in court. Law enforcement officials later serve the order of protection on him. 2 weeks later, he'll be able to give his side at a more formal hearing. But for those 2 weeks, he must stay away from her. So now there are measures in place to protect as best we can people who've been hurt or threatened by someone in their households, someone they love or used to love. And had we allowed ourselves to become aware and more concerned about domestic violence, had we enacted such legislation earlier, my sister's co-worker perhaps would be running her own kennel today. I say perhaps because just a little over a week ago, our newspaper carried a story about a woman in my new small town. She'd gotten an emergency order of protection against her husband on Tuesday, October 9th. And the very next Sunday, October 13th, the woman was shot to death in her home. Prosecutors say that her husband has confessed to the crime. They say that the emergency order of protection had not yet been served on him. The story made the papers. Now, at least, domestic violence is our news. Now, at least, we've got legislation meant to keep people safe. A lot of things have changed in the past 25 years, but the story of a 23-year-old woman named Trinetta, who, like my sister's co-worker, didn't show up for work last week, tells us we still have far to go. I'm Amy Guida.